Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jijinyo Mehta with the evening news. First headlines. NDPP welcomes NPF's offer of merger, final decision to be made at NDPP General Convention. CP Radhakrishnan sworn in as 15th Vice President of India. Kohima DC B. Henok Buchem cautions against random urbanization that threatens natural ecology. Kohima air quality exceeds national permissible limit. And now the news in detail. The Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, NDPP, has welcomed the offer of the Naga People's Front, NPF, to merge. However, a final decision will be taken up at the NDPP General Convention. During the NDPP's Central Executive Board, CEB, meeting held in Kohima today, the House discussed the matter in detail following explanation made by the President, Chief Minister and the Secretary General. The members were apprised that the party's parliamentary board had already welcomed the offer of the NPF. However, the NDPP, being a recognized political party, needs to follow all constitutional and democratic procedures mandated in the party constitution. Therefore, the CEB decided to call a general convention of the NDPP, where a final decision will be taken. The House unanimously endorsed the President and the Chief Minister to take all necessary decisions in regards to the general convention. CP Radhakrishnan has been sworn in as the 15th Vice President of India. President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office to him at a swearing-in ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning.
I, Chandanaviram Ponnusamy Radhakrishnan,
do swear in the name of God.
Do swear in the name of God
that I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance
to the Constitution of India.
To the Constitution of India,
as by law established.
Yes, by law established.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duty.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duty.
Upon which I am about to enter.
Upon which I am about to enter.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi, former President Ramnath Kovind, former Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, and several union ministers were present on the occasion. Prime Minister Modi wished CP Radhakrishnan a successful vice presidential tenure dedicated to the service of the people. In a social media post, Mr. Modi called Mr. Radhakrishnan a dedicated public servant and said that he has devoted his life to nation building, social service, and strengthening democratic values. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo has also congratulated CP Radhakrishnan on being sworn in as the 15th Vice President of India. In a social media post, Mr. Ryo extended best wishes to Mr. Radhakrishnan for a successful and impactful tenure. Also extending his wishes, Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton said, Mr. Radhakrishnan's long years of public service, deep understanding of national issues, and commitment to the people will bring strength and experience to the office of the Vice President. Deputy Commissioner DC of Kohima B. Henok Buchem has cautioned against random urbanization that threatens the natural ecology. Addressing the one-day workshop on National Clean Air Program organized by the Kohima District Administration in collaboration with the Kohima Press Club KPC today, he called for planned urban growth to preserve the forest and biodiversity that act as natural allies against pollution.
Kohima's greens, forest and biodiversity provide as a natural ally and antidote against pollution. But random urbanization should not disturb the natural ecology of Kohima. Urbanization or urban growth should be managed to protect these precious assets.
Highlighting the role of the media, the DC urged journalists to practice responsible reporting, demand accountability, and build public awareness to drive change in the society. Mr. Buchem also appealed citizens to adopt simple but effective habits like avoiding littering, reducing vehicle use for short distances, and managing construction waste responsibly. The DC emphasized that Kohima is a shared home for all Naga communities and called for shared responsibility in preserving air quality and the civic standards.
Kohima's air is a shared inheritance. Protecting it is not a single policy or a seasonal campaign. It should remain our lifestyle. It should be continuous, collective effort. Let us commit today, turning awareness to action, policy into practice, data into decisions, and collaboration into measurable improvement in air quality.
The event was held as part of KPC's year-long Silver Jubilee celebrations. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Kohima's annual average concentration of particulate matter stood at 78 in 2024, higher than the permissible limit of 60 set by National Ambient Air Quality Standards. This was informed by scientist B from Nagaland Pollution Control Board, Yanathang Kitan, during the workshop on National Clean Air Program, NCAP, organized by the Kohima District Administration and KPC. Mr. Kikon highlighted that Kohima and Dimapur are listed among 131 non-attainment cities in India where air quality failed to meet national standards.
So in the case of Kohima, we have 5 stations at present. We are monitoring opposite NST office, we are monitoring at PWD Junction, High School Junction, Upper Midland and Forest Quarry. Almost all the stations except the Upper Midland, all the other locations are above the permissible limit. So 2020 was around 86. Now if you see 2024 is 78. Not much of an improvement. Still above the permissible limit.
He cited dust from bad roads, vehicular emissions, burning of waste and construction activities among major contributors to poor air quality. He also cautioned that indoor air pollution from firewood burning continues to affect households. Mr. Kitan noted that a cumulative effect of these everyday practices has resulted in lower air quality and rising health risks. He emphasized upon constant monitoring, data collection and better waste management systems. Mr. Kitan also highlighted the national target of reducing pollution levels by 40% by 2026 under NCAP. Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has provided significant relief to the middle class by making household electronic items more affordable. GST rates on products such as air conditioners, dishwashers, and LCD LED TVs have been lowered from 28% to 18%. This lower tax will directly boost demand for these appliances, helping domestic producers expand the market size. The next generation GST reforms will enhance affordability for consumers and help build a stronger electronics manufacturing sector in India and will also encourage localization efforts by reducing dependence on imports. Department of School Education has sought details of orphaned children aged between 3 and 14 years not enrolled in any school or dropped out before completing elementary education. It appealed NGOs, municipal, town, village councils, churches, student unions and general public to register such details at the orphaned out-of-school children data link provided on the department website at www.dosenl.in by the end of this month. The department said this will enable it to come up with mechanism for arranging special training and mainstreaming them in schools. Traffic along the Pagala Pahar stretch has been completely blocked following multiple mudslides this afternoon. More from a correspondent.
The traffic police, the incident occurred between 2 and 2:30 p.m. when debris slid onto the highway, damaging an auto car. The car door was struck by falling stones, though no injuries were reported. The road has been declared blocked from Chatte River Bridge to New Chumo Bridge, with NHIDCL deploying JCBs for clearance operations at 3 affected locations. Aran, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Authorities have urged commuters to avoid traveling through the Pagala Pahar area until further notice as the stretch remains unsafe and not pliable for traffic. And in weather, the India Meteorological Department has forecast enhanced rainfall activity over the northeastern states in the coming days. It said heavy to very heavy rains are likely over isolated locations in Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till the 15th of September. Light to moderate rain with thunderstorm is also likely at many places during the period. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. NDPP welcomes NPF's offer of merger, final decision to be made at NDPP General Convention. CP Radhakrishnan sworn in as 15th Vice President of India. Kohima DC B. Henok Buchem cautions against random urbanization that threatens natural ecology. Kohima air quality exceeds national permissible limit. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.